Track 9. And now we're back with news stories. Police and Crime Commissioner Alison Hernandez has announced she will no longer oversee Devon and Cornwall's police force as a Conservative, but instead serve as an independent without any political affiliations for the rest of her term of office. She was first elected to the role in 2016. Ms. Hernandez has said she wants to reassure police officers, staff, volunteers and members of the public the priorities set out in the Police and Crime Plan will stay the same, and that she and her team will continue their work in holding the police to account and fulfilling their statutory obligations. In November, the government announced police and crime commissioners will not be replaced when their current terms of office end in May 2028. Further police reforms are expected to be announced in the coming weeks when the government is due to publish a white paper. I have decided to step away from party politics and become an independent, says Ms. Hernandez. I believe it will enable me to fight to secure the policing resources we have in Devon and Cornwall, 43% of which is funded by all of us through our council tax. The imminent government white paper on policing worries me. We cannot afford for party politics to get in the way of ensuring we all work together to get the best deal for the people of Devon, Cornwall and the Isles of Scilly.
Young Hero supports Tynmouth Food Bank. A 10-year-old boy from Tynmouth has given struggling families a very special Christmas gift after organising a massive collection for the town's food bank. Harrison Hancock, who is a Year 6 pupil at Hazeldown Primary School, liaised with Richard Newton Community Hall and Teen Corinthian Yacht Club to organise a collection stations for Tynmouth Mutual Aid Community Larder, which provides essential food and supplies to those in need. On Wednesday, December 17th, he delivered 25 very full bags of food to Bitton House, where they were packed up for local families and individuals. Tynmouth Mutual Aid Community Larder said it was thrilled to receive such a terrific donation as Harrison handed over his bags to the volunteers. Harrison decided to support the food bank after talking with his family about the difficulties some people face at this time of year as they balance the cost of gifts and rising heating, lighting and food bills. He was so moved by the role of the Tynmouth Mutual Aid Community Larder and that which it plays in the town that he opted to support the charity as part of his efforts to achieve the Torbay and Devon Civic Award. Rather than just organising a collection amongst friends and family, he approached the Richard Newton Community Hall to see if they could help. He bravely spoke in front of the hall committee, trustees and representatives from community groups and clubs that use the facility to explain what Tynmouth Mutual Aid Community Larder does and to request permission to set up collection stations in the building. The hall committee agreed and sent out an email to all groups encouraging contributions. Harrison's efforts soon gained wider attention and the Teen Corinthian Yacht Club offered to host an additional collection station. Tynmouth Mayor Councillor Kate Williams was hugely impressed by Harrison's efforts. Harrison has gone above and beyond in his efforts to achieve the Torbay and District Civic Award. She commented, "His actions embody the true spirit of the award community, compassion and leadership."
Dartmoor drivers face 23-mile detour. Drivers using a busy route on the fringes of Dartmoor will face a massive diversion until May as urgent work goes on to stop the road collapsing. A one-mile stretch of the B3212 between Dunweeks from Monday the 5th of January, 23-mile detour. Some buses will be in service. Section of the road since 2022, half of the road and left the road, improve drainage and reinstate safety barriers. Trees were removed from the site earlier in 2025 and a 12-ton piling rig is being brought in to underpin the road. Councillor Richard Keeling, Lib Dem, Chudley and Teen Valley added, "The essential works will make it safer to travel on this important stretch for local residents." Councillor Dan Thomas, Lib Dem, South Brent and Yampton, the Devon County Council Cabinet Member for Highways, said, "I appreciate an 18-week road closure is a long time, and we're sorry that it will cause disruption, but this is an extremely complex job. There's a chance the road could be lost completely at some stage if this stabilisation scheme isn't done. A lot of work has gone into the design of the scheme, and because the road is in an environmentally sensitive area, it's not straightforward. We have needed permission from landowners for the large plant that will be needed on site, and due to its size, there's no choice but to close the road. Please bear with us. Throughout the work, through journeys on Country Bus Service 359 between Exeter and Moreton Hampstead will be diverted via the A30. The county service has organised a shuttle service three times a day between Dunsford and Exeter via Longdown. The repair work will be carried out by Merck Plant."
Objections mount against Tynmouth Lower Point Toilets. A second planning application for a new toilet block in Tynmouth's Lower Point car park has received over 30 comments of objection. Tynmouth Town Council initially obtained planning permission for the new toilet block in August 2022. However, the three-year authorisation lapsed in August 2025. Tynmouth Council subsequently submitted another application in November 2025. Consultations on the current application is open until January the 13th, and Teignbridge is expected to reach a decision by the end of the month. Despite the lapse planning, a prefabricated building has already been delivered to the car park, with work ongoing to bring the facilities online. However, residents have complained that the building has resulted in the loss of much-needed parking spaces and that the design is not in keeping with the conservation area. They are also unhappy that the new block only contains three toilets, while the existing block in the Point car park has eight WCs, and they are questioning why the council could not have simply refurbished the existing toilet building to add an accessible toilet. Local business owners claimed that they had not been consulted or been aware of the previous permissions and were unhappy about the loss of parking. The toilet block in the Lower Point car park is part of Tynmouth Town Council's larger toilet project, which includes new facilities in the Eastcliff and Key Road car parks and on the Den, as well as the refurbishment of the Lower Brook Street public conveniences.
Wetherspoon's boss drops in for a festive tipple. Drinkers at a Tynmouth pub were treated to a Christmas Day audience with the founder of Wetherspoon's chain after he dropped in for a festive drink. Sir Tim Martin visited the Jolly Brise at around 12:30pm on Thursday, December 25th, to catch up with staff and managers. His famous haircut soon attracted the attention of customers, and he happily posed for photographs. "He was really friendly and came and sat down with us for a chat," said customer Tony Daniels. "Several people spoke to him," he added. Sir Tim, who lives near Exeter, was knighted 2 years ago for his services to hospitality and culture. He is well known for visiting the pubs in his Wetherspoons chain as part of his commitment to the company and its customers.